From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump said Friday Republican lawmakers should abandon efforts to pass an immigration bill until after the November midterm elections. The president blamed Democrats for their lack of support of a pair of immigration measures, saying on Twitter that Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after the November vote. Trump's call for Congress to postpone action comes as House Republican leaders have been unable in recent days to garner enough support for two bills that would overhaul U.S. immigration laws and bolster border security. Democrats, meanwhile, are hopeful they will win enough seats in November to gain a majority in the House. They also hope to pick up seats in the Senate, but the prospects of gaining control of the upper chamber are not as bright. President Donald Trump then hit back Friday against political firestorms that have enveloped the White House over the forced separation of children from their migrant parents. Trump met with so-called angel families, the families of those killed by illegal immigrants.
These are the families the media ignores. They don't talk about them. Very unfair. We have to look at everybody, but this is a very unfair situation.
The president blasted the media coverage of the heartbreaking images of children pulled from their parents at the southern border. Trump, in his remarks, also suggested those illegally in the United States commit more crimes on a statistical basis than citizens or resident aliens. However, studies have shown that undocumented immigrants are less likely to commit a crime in the U.S. than native-born citizens. For more on these stories, log on to our website. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to impose a 20% tariff on vehicles assembled in the European Union and shipped to the United States in retaliation for European tariffs on American imports. On Friday, the day that new EU tariffs went into effect, Trump tweeted, "If these tariffs and barriers are not soon broken down and removed, we will be placing a 20% tariff on all of their cars coming into the U.S. The EU action is the latest response to the president's decision to tax imported steel and aluminum. United Nations aid agencies are ramping up humanitarian operations in Yemen's port city of Hodeidah as fighting between government and rebel forces for control of the port heats up. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the fighting is putting hundreds of thousands of civilian lives at risk.
Last year, cholera cases in Yemen topped 1 million in the world's worst outbreak of the disease. A World Health Organization spokesman, Christian Lindemeyer, tells VOA concerns are growing over a possible resurgence of this fatal disease.
Monday, a major water pump was hit, leaving 10,000 households without water supplies and with increased risk to waterborne diseases. So here's a fear that the situation might fuel another wave of cholera.
Lindmeyer says there are plans to vaccinate more than 800,000 people in Hodeidah with oral cholera vaccination. The port of Hodeidah is a vital lifeline for people throughout Yemen. It imports crucial humanitarian relief supplies and is the main entry point for commercial goods, including fuel, food, and medicines.
That's reporter Lisa Schlein. A damning United Nations Human Rights report accuses the government of Venezuela of operating within a climate of total impunity where security forces are not held accountable for even the most heinous crimes. The report documents what it calls credible, shocking accounts of extrajudicial killings during so-called crime-fighting operations carried out since July of 2015. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is recommending the UN Human Rights Council establish a commission of inquiry to look into the situation in Venezuela. OPEC ministers agreed Friday to increase oil output, a move that could ease supply fears and lower world oil prices. The agreement theoretically sees OPEC raising crude oil production by 1 million barrels a day. However, analysts say the output will be quite a bit less because some member states have production constraints. On Wall Street, stock prices were mixed with the Dow and the S&P 500 up, but the Nasdaq lower. European markets were higher. Asian markets were mixed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.